This is Jason Morgan with MuscleWorks Personal Fitness Systems. So glad you could join us today for our very first edition of Modern Strength and Fitness Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about functional strength training versus bodybuilding. Being involved in the bodybuilding and strength world for the last 10 or 15 years, including 10 years in the health club and personal training business, it's given me a very unique perspective on a trend that's been taking place recently, or at least over the last couple of years. It's somewhat disturbing to me, the old school bodybuilder type of training that I came from. Quite simply, old school bodybuilders are being attacked. Our training is, we're being told our training is just all wrong, that the machines we use are utterly worthless. The leg press is non-functional. Our strength is pathetic compared to our size, our speed, our flexibility. It's like taffy at the North Pole. Big, slow, weak, stiff, bloated, useless muscles. That's us, the bodybuilders. Well, one well-known strength guru even went so far as to say that the worst thing that ever happened to strength training was bodybuilding. Well, after being picked on for so long, I figured it was time to kind of tackle the functional strength training versus the cosmetic bodybuilding issue pretty much head on. I hope that this radio broadcast will answer some questions. What is functional strength training? What is cosmetic training? What's the difference between the two? Should bodybuilders train like athletes? Should athletes train like bodybuilders? Will the two ever meet in the middle? How should you train if you're just an average Joe or Jane, one who wants to look good, feel good, maybe play some pickup sports and stay injury free? Are you the type of person that should listen to the heavily muscled bodybuilding champion at the local gym, or do you listen to the strength and athletic coach maybe at the predominant high school or college in your area? When it's all said and done, truth is that bodybuilders really can learn a thing or two from strength athletes. But ultimately, neither the bodybuilders nor the strength athletes have a training methodology superior to the other. Each one is simply training to achieve the specific requirements that their respective sports have. And those requirements can be very, very different indeed. There's no question about it. I guess the difference between bodybuilding and bodybuilding type training and functional strength training can be, by definition, that bodybuilding is cosmetic. In a bodybuilding competition, you're judged on the way you look, not by the way you perform. Whether you use light weights or heavy weights, slow reps or fast reps, long workouts or short workouts, high volume or high intensity, low volume workouts, it's all completely irrelevant. The only one thing that matters is that on the day of the contest, your physique is visually the best one on stage. You're presenting the absolute best package. This means having the perfect package of low body fat, muscular size, and symmetry. Bodybuilding training, therefore, it's not aimed at increasing your strength, flexibility, speed, or other athletic factors as ends in themselves. In competitive bodybuilding, improving performance is only sought to the extent to which it helps the bodybuilder build more muscle and stay injury-free so that they can ultimately look better on stage. One functional training expert kindly put it, or not so kindly depending on your point of view, is that the only athletic component bodybuilders encounter is having to walk across the stage and selectively spasm their muscles to their favorite tune. I do disagree with that. I think he needs to go through the ins and outs of dieting for a competition and actually posing before he says that there's no, not says, but implies that there's no athleticness to this. However, let's take a look at functional training. Functional training emerged primarily from the sports conditioning and rehabilitation world. It does refer primarily to the prescription of exercises that contribute to better, more efficient, and safer performance of real-world activities or sports movements. For example, functional training would help the average person develop strength that carries over into daily activities such as opening a heavy door, hiking up a rocky, uneven trail, mowing their yard, carrying a child, unloading heavy packages from the trunk of a car, or, you know, squatting down and putting a heavy package up on a shelf, that type of thing. Now, if you're an athlete, functional training will help you improve your performance in your event. You'll improve your swing, kick, you could throw further, run faster, increase your vertical jump, and do these things without getting injured. The term core training and functional training are often used interchangeably. Core training, however, is just one aspect of functional training. Core training means that you're doing exercises that activate the core muscles of the torso, neck, pelvis, lower back, and your abdominals. Basically, your core is everything except your arms and your legs. Core training doesn't just work the muscles that you can see. It also works deep muscles like the transverse abdominis, also referred to commonly as the TVA. And these are important in strengthening and stabilizing the lower back and torso. The most common example of a core training apparatus, as seen of late, is the stability ball, which is used for full range abdominal work, resistance training, and numerous other exercises which can develop balance, stability, coordination, and core strength. I guess the reason that functional training caught my eye, you know, it's kind of old news in the sports and rehabilitation world. Obviously, I've been aware of the various functional training aspects for a long time, but it wasn't until just a short time ago that it really came to my attention, because I started seeing it catch on in a big way inside the health clubs and on infomercials, obviously. All of a sudden, it seemed like every trainer had a medicine ball or core boards or rubber tubing, stability balls, rollers, and foam pads just all over the place. 5 years ago, you wouldn't find that in a health club. You'd be lucky if you found a Reebok step. You know, then one day, as I'm doing my workout, I witnessed a trainer doing full squats standing atop a stability ball, and obviously my mouth dropped open, and I was intrigued. At the time, I thought it was interesting. It seemed a bit bizarre. Well, it actually seemed very bizarre. You know, it looked to me like he was training for Cirque du Soleil or, you know, not trying to get in shape. So I initially just kind of blew it off and laughed it off, thought, well, maybe it's some kind of weird bet going on. You know, next thing I know, I see this guy doing one-arm dumbbell presses with 100-pound dumbbells while on top of a stability ball. Well, obviously, this made me take a closer look. As I watched this guy over the next few weeks, I noticed that his client retention was incredible. It seemed that all this new variety was a great motivator for the average Joe or Jane type of client. Second, it seemed like the personal training clients were actually having fun. Obviously, that could explain the increased retention. Third thing I saw with this trainer, the one was doing these crazy 110-pound dumbbell presses on a stability ball, one-arm dumbbell presses, might I add, that I thought was very interesting. I also saw him doing inclines for reps with the 120s on a regular bench. It may not seem like a spectacular feat for an advanced bodybuilder, but this guy was not a bodybuilder. He had an athletic, but otherwise pretty average looking build, yet he was a lot stronger than he looked. Again, it piqued my interest. So, being the humble guy that I am, and everybody knows me knows how humble I am, there is some sarcasm there, folks. However, I do admit that I don't know it all. I started picking this guy's brain. Started doing research, looking at the functional training gurus that the marketplace offered, that the industry offered. Tested out some of the techniques on myself. Found the answers to all the questions that popped up in my head and had been burning in my mind. And I came to some interesting conclusions. That brings up the next question. Does functional training help bodybuilders become better bodybuilders? To the casual observer, a bodybuilder walking shirtless down the beach basically represents the epitome of a health. They look fit, athletic, simply because they look like they're in great shape. However, a trained strength and conditioning coach would be likely to spot a lot of problems that many bodybuilders would have simply by looking at their posture, their gait, and if the situation arose, I'm sure their exercise performance. You know, a chain's only as strong as its weakest link. Weakest link. And, you know, many bodybuilders have some inconspicuous but potentially dangerous weak points. We see a lot of injuries in the bodybuilding world. Pec tears, tricep separations, quad separations. Functional strength training can help the bodybuilder strengthen these weak links, which left unattended could lead to major injuries that might set them back for months. You know, the second thing is bodybuilders also tend to get stuck at strength plateaus quite frequently. There are several in-the-know athletes with half the muscle mass that just continue to get stronger and stronger, even though they might not look as strong as they are. Functional training can help the bodybuilder make steady gains in strength and power, which, while that might not be the primary goal, it can obviously help the bodybuilder gain mass later on. Obviously, if you're stronger, the more weight you can move, the more mass you can gain. Now, will bodybuilding training help an athlete become a better athlete? Well, functional training can definitely help the bodybuilder become a better bodybuilder, but is the reverse also true? In some instances, I would say yes. Bodybuilding training can help the athlete. For example, when an athlete needs to add 15, maybe 20 pounds of muscle, a bodybuilding style program could be incorporated into a carefully worked schedule in order to achieve the muscle mass desired. However, functional training has more application to bodybuilders than bodybuilding training has to athletes. Most bodybuilders train with a controlled tempo, and they concentrate more on the time under tension. Bodybuilders are generally going to perform little to no explosive exercise, opting usually instead for slow reps, such as a 2 to 3 second, concentric portion of the movement, and possibly as much as a 3 to 4 second eccentric movement. Time under tension is the important consideration for the bodybuilder. If an athlete requires explosiveness and strength, and they use a traditional bodybuilding protocol of 6 to 8 reps on a slow tempo, they're not going to be training the qualities that they want to improve. As many strength coaches are fond of saying, if you train slow, you get slow. I don't know that necessarily holds true with all things, but athletes are not primarily interested in cosmetic improvements or pure muscle mass, such as bodybuilders. They want functionality. They want strength, power, flexibility, coordination, agility, balance, and endurance. They want to run faster, jump higher, and hit harder, plain and simple. Therefore, athletes need very high levels of neuromuscular integration and recruitment of fast twitch muscle fiber. Athletes are going to require activation of postural and stabilizing muscles. If an athlete's focused on muscular isolation and machine work as many bodybuilders do, once again, the athlete's not going to be training with the proper goals in mind. The best thing an athlete can do to improve their sports performance is to use free weights, obviously. Explosive movements and functional training aspects that are specific to the requirements of the events as possible. They want to concentrate on that. It's only logical to conclude that athletes should not train like bodybuilders for the most part. I want to stop here I want to thank you for coming by for our first radio show, first podcast. I hope it hasn't been too awfully painful, as most of the time I'm used to speaking with people one-on-one and not speaking into a microphone. I hope you continue to come by, check out Modern Strength Fitness Radio. We will continue with this topic during the second show, our second broadcast. We'll get a little bit more into how bodybuilders can employ functional training while still being bodybuilders, give you some tips of the trade, so to speak. Once again, I hope that you tune in. Hope that I've been pleasant enough to listen to. As you can tell, I'm from the South. I've got a bit of a Southern drawl. I hope it doesn't bother you too bad. If you need more information on anything we've talked about here, if I can be of any assistance to you, please check out my site, www.muscleworks, M-U-S-C-L-E, W-O-R-X, one word, .com, muscleworks.com. Or you can contact me at 336-545-6574. Be glad to answer any of your questions that I can. Look forward to seeing you again. Once again, thank you so much. For Modern Strength and Fitness Radio, this is Jason Morgan saying see ya.